I'm just recording every day moving forward to chronicle 2024's fucking undying, relentless, perpetual fucking already misery. Put your seatbelt on. God damn. So as I sit here in my car parked in a neighborhood just looking sketchy as fuck, I said, you know what? Let's podcast about it. So here goes. Welcome to another podcast brought to you by Misery in 2024. This whole podcast series or whatever it is that I think I'm doing, it's just me starting to talk and starting to figure out my podcast ways and seeing how much I really like doing this. And hopefully I can get rid of that, like, that feeling that I'm being recorded and just speak naturally. You know that way you talk to yourself when nobody's around and you have arguments with people that you, well, I would have told my boss this, you know, like that. So this is just me shaving it off. So whoever is listening to this drivel, thank you. Hopefully it will get better. I'm sure it will. But back to why I'm sitting in my car, freaking out. I'm slowly growing a list. I'm amassing an army of Karens that I'm sure are going to call the police here. Okay, it's not that serious. I'm sitting about a mile away from my home in the community next door because I'm looking for my cat. That's right. I'm sitting here patiently waiting for my cat like a fucking sniper, but like not as badass or cool or anything like that. I'm trying not to look at my phone and type and look at social media and garbage. I didn't do the whole bring your laptop and try to work from your car with a hotspot because I just thought that would be just fucking ridiculous and I'd not be looking at the street. So I'm going to podcast and talk about what's been going on because I want to. Plus it keeps my eyes up and looking at the road. So essentially I'm sitting here looking for Elton. Elton is my 5-year-old Russian blue. Just, I love him so much, man. I miss my cat. What a pussy I am. I know. I don't, fuck you. Eat shit. I don't care. I love my cat. I love animals, man. I don't understand why people say, I fucking hate cats. It's like, do you like animals? You just hate cats. In particular, you hate cats. You fucking animal racist, right? I just always thought that's so weird how people have this, like, anger towards cats. I think it's because the cat is smarter than them and they just fucking inferiority complex. Maybe it's just allergies. Whatever it is, I love my cat and I'll never forgive. I'll never make excuses for it, and I don't give two shits if you fucking think I'm less of a fucking guy for it. I couldn't care less. I'm sitting here waiting for my cat and I'm keeping my eyes peeled. About 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, he ran away. He was hanging out with my roomie and outside, and homie just jetted. He's just like, we always let him outside on the patio, and then he had been getting kind of like ornery about wanting to go past the out, like the patio. I mean, he has a pretty, it's not a catio, it's like a real, like the house has a detached garage from the back door. So you come out of the basement door, and instead of going outside to the street, there's like a little there's a patio, which is a good sized patio. I mean, it's probably, I don't know, probably like 15 by 15 feet, maybe 20 by 20 feet. So it's pretty big. I mean, it's not tiny at all. And then there's a garage. Then you go into the back of the garage, and then you have a two car garage. So he'd get access to the two car garage and the patio, and he tried to get out a few times. I kind of fenced him in. I put like little fences, like wire on top of the fence, so he couldn't get out. And he chilled out. He got into the neighbor's yard, and fucking, that's a whole nother story. But he was a feral when we got him. He had been feral for 8 months in West Virginia, and you know, I don't know if West Virginia has anything to do with it. Like, you think we all think he was all around trees all the time because it's West Virginia. But he very well could have been a cat that was just kind of like, a lot of cats are very good at being scavengers and staying alive. I mean, I don't think there's anything more complete than a cat. I mean, they're predators. They can hunt shit down. They can survive on scraps. They can apparently put their bodies in like a state of like stasis and go dormant. They can like hibernate for weeks if they really want to. They can shut down all their organs and like to slow down. At least that's what I was told. So maybe I need to fucking Google that, or at this point I need to fucking AI that shit, because you know how good Google has become about giving you actually information over sponsored ads. But as far as I know, I mean, cats are very durable, so that's part of the reason I'm not dying of like frustration. I'm sad as fuck, but I'm staying positive, because you know what's the other option? Getting all sad, that shit's not gonna bring anybody back. That doesn't do anything good. But yeah, I mean, they're very durable. They can exist in arid desert like environments, forests, you know, Arctic type environment, like snow, tundra, forest, urban environments, dry, jungly, like it doesn't matter. Like fucking cat, I've seen cats that hang out like on piers, man. You know, there's like cats that go on boats, you know, and barn cats that live in, it'll be 8 degrees outside like it was 3 weeks ago, and they'll survive. So I'm confident that he was 8 months feral, and he's a big boy. Elton is not, you know, he's by no means a little, you know, he's a big male, you know, and he's in good shape, and he's a sweetheart. He has the only crazy part about him is the only two bad parts about him. Well, there's not a bad part. He has a really high prey drive, and I think that's because he was feral, so he had to catch his own food. And so I guess I'm tying it all in is that, like, I'm more afraid of a car running him over. I'm afraid of a person trying to, like, I hate cats, and you know, years ago somebody poisoned a cat like in a neighborhood down, which sounds crazy, but people are that insane. People trap little fucking girls in their basement, bro. So I mean, a fucking cat, you know, there are psychos out there. But I have confidence in him, and that's kind of what's keeping me afloat. My roommate, my best friend, she is destroyed. I mean, she's like, cannot sleep, cannot do anything. So part of this is me being strong for her, because I don't, if she looks over, I mean, that's what any guy has to do. I mean, any man knows it. Like, you gotta pretend sometimes to not be all sad and upset, because when they look over at you and you're all fucking falling apart, this is fucking, I mean, it's the house of cards then. So you got to keep it together. But also, I'm just trying to be logical that cats do come back after a month and just walk in the house and just lay in the middle of the floor like, eh, who's the fuckers? You know, like, they just don't, you know, they're just, cats are cats, man. And being that he was a feral, he's always gotten the taste of outside. The girl that lives, Juno, our other cat, I love, that's my other little baby, little chunky butt. I love her too. She has no real interest in going outside. I don't know if it's more of a male thing, because we've had girl cats and male cats in my, like, I've come across them with girlfriends, with family, my own cats, stuff like that. The males tend to want to like wander a little bit more than the girl cats. But that's not a hard fast rule, but you know, it just kind of seems to be the boys all, I mean, in going outside are going to likely get themselves some more trouble. Like, yes, an indoor cat will probably live a little longer of a life, but you know, like an outdoor cat at least is a lot more free. So that's another thing, is that he did what he wanted to do, and that's kind of what's also keeping me a little happy, is that, like, as much as it sucks, as much as, like, I'm like, damn, bro, you didn't want to live with us, like, were we that bad? I don't think that's it. I think, you know, I don't think cats are meant to be locked up in a house for up to 20, I mean, they live like up to 20 years. Imagine being locked up in a house for 20 years. For a dog, it's okay, because dogs fucking, I mean, you know, this is not a politically correct podcast, but I'm not an asshole, but you know, cats are fucking, dogs are fucking retards, man. I mean, they're fucking, they're just like, hey, go bite that fucking coal over there. Okay. Like, go jump off that cliff. The dog will go just jump. As long as it makes you happy, the dog will do whatever it wants. I mean, it also depends on the dog. I love dogs, but you know, I mean, dog compared to a cat, I mean, you get a fucking house fire, you got to go in and find the fucking dog. The cat's already outside. I mean, yeah, the cat's selfish, but the cat's fucking smart. He's just going to roll out. He can't save your ass. He already knows he can't lift you up, you know? But the fuck, why did I go on that fucking tangent? I don't fucking know. Maybe it'll come back to me. But yeah, that's just kind of keeping me alive. That's just keeping me positive, is that I have faith in him, faith in his abilities. I know cats can survive out in really cold temperatures. When they hit the sewers, which is where he went when he was with her. Oh, how he got out. We opened the garage and, like, you know, because sometimes he'll kind of claw at the garage because he knows that's the out. Like, that's where he could go outside. So he kind of, like, sits there and kind of, like, meows, like, hey, can I get out? And it had been growing and growing and growing in him. And he's been with us for 4 years, like, 4 years and some change. Like, again, we got him when he was, like, 8, 9 months, feral. You know, my roommate's like my best. She's my best friend. She's my buddy. We've been friends for fucking years, man. And, like, I know it's weird to have a living situation with a woman. It's really not. I'm kind of proof that it can be done. So, I mean, whatever. That'll be a whole nother podcast. But we're just like brother and sister. We're homies, man. And like, so I don't blame her for, like, letting him out or doing anything great. Because I know roommate has, like, a connotation of, like, it's just a stranger. It's not. I mean, I've known her for, like, almost 20 years. I mean, she's literally, we went to school together. I mean, we're, like, homies. And so I trust her and I don't blame her. I'm fucking glad it didn't happen on my watch, because I don't think I would have gotten the same fucking, I think I would have been guilt tripped 1,000 times, to be quite honest. But she just got distracted. She, you know, what we were doing is letting him out a little bit on the driveway of the garage and just standing there with him. And he wants to walk around the house. Around the row of houses, we'd walk around and we'd follow in tow, and he would just kind of listen. He'd be fine. If I was like, Elton, get back here. Like, if he saw a squirrel and he was about to dart after it, like, Elton, get back. So, you know, the one thing is Elton had a little bit more, I hate to say it, but it's kind of like, it's the double-edged sword of being a guy. Is it like, they love you for the same things they fear in you, a fear of you, like, you know. There's a little more like, wait till your dad gets home. You know what I mean? Like, he was a little more afraid of me. The cats are a little more afraid of me than they are of her. Even though they definitely sleep on my bed. They cuddle me more than they cuddle her. It makes her a little jealous, and I kind of like it. Like, their love, little love sessions with me, they're like, the way they show affection with me is way heavier and, like, gushier with me than with her. You know, like, but at the same time, I'm kind of like the guy to be afraid of, which it sucks as a guy, because you're like, oh, what the f- why are you afraid of me? Like, I would never do anything to you. I would put myself in harm's way before I'd hurt you. But I guess that's what it is, man. You know, so it's like, it's not all being able to intimidate a room, or being able to, like, walk into a room and have people just fucking leave you and your girl alone because they don't want, you know, like, it's good, but then it's also not good because I don't know. But I don't know the fuck I'm talking about that. That subject came up in another podcast I was doing, so that's why I'm kind of onto it. But you know, he probably wouldn't have rolled out on me as much. He probably would have been a little more afraid of me and would have been like, oh, I'm gonna get in trouble. So I mean, like, they're very different. They're a lot more liberal with her. Like, they bite her a little bit, like love bites. They scratch a little bit when they play rough with her. They don't ever do that shit with me, which I kind of wish they would. But you know, so he was with her and she rolled out. He rolled out on her, which really sucks. And I know she feels really bad. And I made sure she doesn't feel bad about it at all. Like, I told her all the time, it's my fault I didn't put a collar on, because I took his collar off. So I'm taking the blame, because I was the one that really tried to lead the charge with, like, letting him out a little bit and giving him a little more freedom. Because he really is. I mean, I work from home. So for me, you know, I see it a lot more than her. But now I'm in this parking lot, 1.5 miles away from home. Not even that far from home, because I've gotten multiple hits on, like, flyers that I put up that Elton is around here. And this has just been such a fucking journey, man. This has really just been, this whole fucking year already has been shit. I mean, we're only 1 month in. Dude, we've had the house start leaking, like the bay window, with a major storm that apparently on next door, there's all, or neighbor, or whatever the app is. Everybody's complaining that their insurance companies aren't. Our insurance company said, fuck you, we're not going to take care. Like, it's wear and tear after a storm hit, like fucking water in the house with buckets, you know, just like lost a cat. Fucking goldfish of fucking 10 years died out of the blue right after I looked up that goldfish are lucky. Like, I was like, we just have bad luck. I Google, like, good luck, bad luck, and it's like on Chinese culture, good fucking goldfish. The next fucking morning he wakes up dead. I was like, oh fuck, man. I bought sage on Etsy. She smudged the house yesterday. I was like, yo, we got to get rid of this bad juju. What the fuck is going on? Just like a lot of dumb shit. Like I had an Etsy listing pulled down for no reason. Like, and that has been just like, you know, when your Etsy store gets shut down, it sucks. It always feels like crap. It's just Etsy's stupid fucking idiot algorithm that just doesn't seem to actually do any. Etsy customer service for sellers is just, I don't even think they're, it's just non-existent. I think it's just a stick in the mud is what it is, with a headset on. Just fucking garbage. Anyways, it's just been like problem after problem after problem, like just little stupid issues over and over at work with her, with me. It's just 24 has sucked. And then to lose a cat and, oh, it's just fucking drama, man. But so I'm here because I've been putting up posters and in this neighborhood next to us, and people have been calling, and so that's why I'm here. And now I don't know what to do, because people call and they go, hey, I just saw your cat, or hey, I think I see your cat, or hey, I thought, oh, now that I see this poster, because I just started putting the posters up about a week ago. And the reason I didn't start earlier is because at first it was the initial shock, like the first couple of days, and then you're like, he's gonna come back, he'll be back any day. So you go on next door and you see people saying, oh, my cat came back after a couple hours, oh, my cat came back after a couple days, or whatever. So whatever. And then you start freaking out and you're like, all right, should I do posters? You don't know where to do posters. I put posters up, I mean, the first week I went to all the veterinarians and all the, like, the shelters and all, like, the points of interest around here, like daycare and stuff like that, where there's a higher concentration of, like, stay-at-home moms or people with pets. Those are probably your best, you know, because dudes are usually going, you know, usually at work, or, you know, guys are fucking, you know, just on some other shit, you know. Women are way more reliable for this kind of stuff. Not to say that guys can't help fucking offend people, but you know what I fucking mean. And so, you know, I started going to those points of interest where there's more moms, more women, more animal lovers, stuff like that, and started doing that. And then we ended up getting a cat tracker. She's so sweet. I really appreciate her. My roomie's boss, who's like a really good friend of ours, I mean, she's like her older sister. She was like, I'm going to take care of this for you guys. I'm going to pay for it. It's just like, oh my God, thank you. Cause it's fucking expensive. A cat tracking dog, bro. You know, look up the pricing. It is a fucking ticket. That's expensive. And she paid for it, and you know, thank you. Like all the goodness in the universe to you. But they came out and they tracked Elton to a certain area out of our neighborhood, in this neighborhood I'm in now, not super close to where I am right now, but they found like a trail, and that was a whole crazy ordeal. They had a German Shepherd that could find his scent, but like couldn't really figure it out. And then they had three dogs with them. The smallest little shit dog, the little terrier dog, was the one that immediately picked it up and just, fucking terriers are just, they're different, man. They're built different. I fucking love terriers. I hate their fur. I hate love their energy because they're just insane. A Jack Russell will literally make you want to ram your head into a wall. So will a fucking Dalmatian. I don't know if that's considered a terrier. That's more of a working, I mean, I don't think it's a terrier, but a terrier breed, but fuck, this is a regular working. Certain dogs make you want to fucking just jump off a cliff, but their benefits, their utility, their abilities, just incredible, man. That little dog just fucking picked up the scent, bam, just ran. Immediately just took a line, just beeline, went right out of the neighborhood. Really fucking crazy is that the day before that, because I was working from home, I was like, I'm going to take a little break and let me go put some flyers up for Elton. So I go put up flyers in a neighborhood. I get to the neighborhood, I go to a playground, and you know, this is like 11 or 12 o'clock, 11 in the morning, noon, something like that, and there's people on the, you know, moms with their kids and shit like that. And so, you know, I just get out of the car with a stapler, so I staple it to the wooden fence, and I get there and I go to do it, and it doesn't work. There's no staple. So I said, shit, so I've got to run back to the fucking house. And I was like, you know what, and maybe it wasn't meant to be, but I said, you know what, there's something, it was like, just stick with it. Don't tap out just because you didn't get a staple, dumbass. Go back to the house. Thank God I did. I go back to the fucking house, grab the staples. As I'm leaving the house, there's some kids walking by that are just like, kind of just, you know, just little kids, Just talking shit. I don't know why they weren't in school. It's because it was the end of the semester. That's right. They had like a day off or something like that, or a couple days off because of the semester's changeover. So they're walking through the neighborhood and they're just like making fun of each other. And I just kind of laughed. I overheard them. And one of the girls looked at me and rolled her eyes like, he's so crazy. You know, just like, I was like, oh, sorry. It was kind of funny. So I interacted with them. And then I pick up the staples. I drive back to the neighborhood, to the next door neighborhood. And then the kids, right after I put up the sign, I see those same kids walk up to the sign and start talking and kind of point to me like, oh, that's the guy we just saw over there with the cats. So that was whatever day that was. The next day when the cat trackers show up, we're talking, then they do the German Shepherd. German Shepherd could pick up the scent, but it's a different type of dog. There's trailing and tracking. Trailing dogs like the German Shepherd pick up pockets of air. Apparently, the pockets of air, even if there's wind and stuff, they can still kind of pick it up because it sticks to certain things. I mean, their olfactory sense, bro, is just on some next level shit. We are definitely the aliens on this fucking planet. Like, animals have this, they are geniuses, dude. They are incredible at so many things. But so whereas these bigger dogs, they had a German Shepherd and they had a like a lab or something, they were trailing dogs. So they trail, they find like pockets of air and they whatever. The terrier was a tracking dog that smells like the footsteps, that smells like your shoes, whether you know it or not, are walking around your house if you're Dirt McGirt and don't take your shoes off when you get in. Or what have you, we all are going to inadvertently get some of our body funk on our shoes because our dry skin is hitting the carpet. And, you know, you're in your living quarters. And, I mean, with these animals, we just don't appreciate how incredible their nose is. Their noses are, I mean, even cats. I mean, dogs are superior in that. But so just those steps can be tracked for whatever distance, for a long distance. Mind you, when Elton's stupid ass left, when he ran, bro, that was right before we got a major northeastern snowstorm. It was 8 degrees at night outside. I mean, there's construction going on everywhere. So if he wanted to come back, I mean, they were like, I mean, just tractors moving the snow plows every night. I mean, it's been misery trying to beat the snow plow at 6:30, then at 6, then I would come out at 5:30 every single time I walked outside because it was snowing for days. The snow plow was outside, like literally as I opened the garage door, the snow plow was driving by. So I'm just like, fuck, I can't find this. I was like going to the sewers, try to like call his name and in the middle of the night, try to lay out food for him, hot tuna with a hand warmer underneath the tuna bowl. You know, setting up trail cams at like 5 or 6 in the morning every single fucking night. Now we've been setting them up at midnight and then picking them back up at 6 in the morning before people start walking the dogs and go, what the fuck is this trail cam doing out here? And then setting them up at midnight, you know, right before you want to start actually just being in bed. So people aren't like, why is this guy setting up a fucking trail cam? It's been madness for weeks, man, trying to find this fucking cat. And, so right as those people show up and they go through the first dog and the second dog finds a trail, beelines, it was a two-person team, a husband and wife. So I stayed with the husband and the wife went with my roomie and they're going over there and they go to the next door neighborhood. And then he gets a call or he gets a message on his phone or whatever. And he's like, oh, they're at this street name, Sunset, whatever. I'm not going to say the whole name. And I was like, wait. They're there? Yeah. That same morning, right before they showed up, that poster that I put up, a woman called and talked to me. We put her number. She wanted to put her number on there. She called her and goes, my two boys were talking about a cat that they saw, and there's a poster up that they recognize that cat was walking around the basketball court right around that park. That happened that same morning that the cat tracker showed up, the day after I put that thing up and saw those boys on that same Sunset Street. Man, I've completely garbled this whole fucking story up, but I tell you, this is just me trying to podcast, man. Three hits in the same area, right? The boy saw it. The lady told us. I put it up in that fucking same area. And then the dog leads us to that same area. And the guy told me that. I was like, holy shit. Okay, so he's there. So they tracked him all around the particular area. And so, great. I mean, it was like music to our ears. So now we kind of know where he is. No. Nope. We've been putting up trail cams every fucking night, putting up tuna, putting like little like bait and shit. All we catch are fox, and like we've caught fox when we do it in that wooded area, and then I've been setting up under my car. I parked the car right next to a sewer because that's where he went into, and then I put up a trail cam underneath my car. Close the tether in the car door so nobody can steal the fucking camera. Put a plate of food with like hot tuna in there and the fuck nuke it in the microwave or just, you know, heat it up and then put a hand warmer underneath to keep that shit warm. And all I've been able to catch are fox, other neighborhood cats that are fat as hell because other people have been feeding the cats. That's another story. So I've just been catching cats, fox and possum on any of these trail cams that I've been setting up. So after getting all these calls from this neighborhood that I paper mache'd with flyers, people saying, hey, I see your cat, now I think the only thing I could do is sit out here and just wait for his ass. Because what am I supposed to do? Get up? What if I'm in the middle of the grocery store? Get up and run over here? Like, cat's gone, man. So I'm like, all right, so let's just sit out here. And that's what I'm doing. I'm sitting out here like a creepy fool, hoping that Elton is going to come out of a sewer and fucking come out. But I'm just not feeling very hopeful, man. I've been here for almost an hour. I haven't seen any cats. Just don't know what to do. This has been nuts. I posted on Nextdoor 1,000 times and everybody keeps recommending the same. Everybody's just trying to help, but it's like, have you tried putting out his litter box? Then somebody will be like, don't put out the litter box because the litter box, da da da. Have you tried doing this? And then don't do that. That doesn't work. Have you tried filling a bottle up with pee and then peeing around an area? Then the cat tracker people were like, don't do that because that'll imply you're marking your territory. We've done mackerel water. We've done tuna water. Where you're supposed to spray an area where you think he might be and then trail it all the way back to your house to basically like a virtual stinky, like a fishing line. You're just putting some bait out and hoping that he'll follow the line back to the house. Maybe he's lost. Maybe he's living his best life, this little piece of shit. That's the problem, is that we don't know. He could have gotten run over. He could have gotten killed the first night. Right? Some person trying to help could have just been like, oh, I'm going to keep the cat in this house, and now it's gotten attached. Maybe he went into their garage that was slightly opened and is trapped in a house now because the people don't want to let him go again. You know, maybe it's a person that doesn't have a lot of education and just saw the cat and was like, oh, free cat is in my backyard. I'll just trap it back here or lure it. Ah, hey, sweetie, I just got you a cat. Oh, I love cats. And they don't fucking know any better. That's somebody's cat. And he doesn't have a collar on. That's my fault. He's chipped. But, I mean, you're going to depend on... I mean, like, we got a cat. We had a cat that was lost. And then we were feeding for a little bit. But we were feeding it with our garage door cracked. We were putting food in the garage and putting up a little, like, warm area for the cat. And we were posting pictures on Nextdoor and blah, blah, blah. And that's how the neighbors ended up finding us. The cat wasn't chipped, and so we bought a cat chipper, and that's how we found out the cat wasn't chipped. The chip scanner is like $30. I mean, so it's not, you know, it's not cheap, but it's not expensive. I mean, if you're an actual animal lover, I would recommend doing it. I mean, it's $30 if you ever come across a stray cat or a lost dog. I mean, the other day, I've found so many fucking lost dogs and cats. Not so many, but we just ran into a dog that was freaked out at like 1 a.m. the other night when I came to put the trail cams up. He just looked at us and he was like freaked out. And I'm like, that's a short-haired dog. it was like a big Weimaraner or something. It's like, that dog's not supposed to be outside. It's like 25 degrees out right now. And I try to, you know, hey, puppy, hey, baby, come here. Like, try to be sweet to it. And it just rolled out on me. It was like, I don't want anything to do with you, fucking creep. I've seen other people's cats. I've posted pictures like, hey, trying to find my cat. It looks like I found other cats. Is this your cat? So there's a lot of lost animals out here. So if you are an animal lover, I guess if you take anything away from this fucking dross of a podcast that I'm doing, is maybe to buy one of these little, like, it's, again, it's like 25, 30 bucks. Amazon, just wave it over their shoulders, and if they are chipped, magically you'll get a hit and you'll be able to find it on a registry and reunite a lost pet, man. Because let me tell you, this shit is just misery, man. It's like a constant black cloud over our house. We just cannot feel comfortable knowing that. I don't know if Elton's dead. I don't know if he's like, if a fox got him, if he got injured in a cat fight with another cat. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I've literally tried everything. I mean, tried everything, and I can't find this cat. So now I'm resorting to just sitting in my fucking car for hours, hoping that he'll come, because I put a trail cam literally right where I am right now. Two nights ago, I put him every night. I still haven't checked last night's stuff. I just came out here in the morning. But two nights ago, the last time I checked, there was a gray cat on the camera. And so I was hopeful until yesterday. That's the other thing. It's the emotional roller coaster. I've gotten so many hits in this area. They're saying, people like, hey, I saw your cat. Hey, I've been, you know, whatever. Then late last night, somebody's like, oh, by the way, there is a cat that's been living in that area that you're describing for 3 years. He looks just like this, your cat. He's a gray Russian blue looking cat. Just wanted to let you know so you don't get your hopes up. Like, just wanted to let you know so you're not getting like fake positives. Man, that was last night. After, you know, like in the morning yesterday, I had checked the footage of the night before and saw a gray cat on the cam. And I was so hopeful, man. That just took all the wind out of my fucking sails. And I almost didn't tell her. I almost didn't tell my roommate, because I didn't want her to like get sad. But then I just did. I was like, whatever, like, just gotta be, you know, just be honest, even if it sucks, just so we're on the same page. But that sucks. But I'm still here, man. I mean, I'm not gonna tap out, because it could be, I mean, you know, how many Garfield, how many orange cats do you see in a neighborhood? I mean, how many of those like regular tabby, like kind of brown tabbies you see? They're everywhere. So it could be like 100 gray cats out here. I don't know. So I'm still staying positive. What really sucked, I mean, I just brushed it off, but it really hurt her. Like 2 or 3 days ago, fucking kids, man. She gets a call, and she hangs up, and then she comes downstairs, and then she just looked real weird. I was like, you okay? What's wrong? She was like, that's the worst thing I could have ever heard. I was like, oh God, what just happened? Piece of shit kids, man. These little piece of shit kids. I mean, we were evil. We were little fuckers when we were kids, but like, I think there's a certain type of evil. Like those little fucks that like go out of their way to bully people and torment people, or those little fucking kids that throw rocks on, you know, from an overpass on cars. Just that, like, that good son with Macaulay Culkin type shit. Like that, just like evil little fucking prick. Maybe it's just this generation too. These kids are just so used to saying awful shit to each other with no repercussions anymore. Like Mike Tyson said, people wouldn't be so comfortable talking shit if you get punched in the face more. Like, or no, the internet has made people really comfortable saying shit that would get you punched in the face. some kids called her, and she was crying, man. She like, bro, I mean, this is fucking piece of shit, man. But I literally just brushed it off, because there was nothing else. I mean, if I've known anything, it's just don't invest in these pieces, like, things. Called her, said, hey. She said she heard a bunch of, like, sounded like high school boys, that their balls had already dropped, so they were high school boys, but they weren't middle school. Your cat's right here. He just got hit by a car. Oh, he's dying. And then kids start laughing, and then it hangs up. They called her twice from a block number. The first one she didn't pick up because she was like, fuck, I'm not picking up private. And the second time she was like, well, it might be any, at this point we're picking up anything that even reads possible scam on the phone or whatever it says, because you just never know. And of course it was some piece of shit kids just having a ball, making people sad. So it's just this whole thing. And I instantly, you know, there's obviously that shred of me that just freaks out. It's like, wow, that's really fucked up. But then that other part of me that's just like, you know what? Who gives a shit? Like, you cannot react to every little ripple. You know, every little ripple in the water is not a giant shark. So, yeah. But this has just been an emotional roller coaster. I mean, I'm watching all kinds of people walking their dogs. I'm definitely not seeing my fucking cat. I'm probably going to tap out here in a little bit. But this is all I got, man. I don't know what else to do. Even if I catch him on film, if it is my gray cat, what am I supposed to do? I can't run out here and catch him. He could be gone in a flash. You know, people are like, oh, I saw him. I'm walking my dog. I mean, I've only gotten like 5 or 6 calls like that, but I'm walking my dog, or, oh, I was walking my dog the other day. I've seen that cat in this area. I mean, and then when if I see him right now, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to trap him? You know, a lot of what I've heard, especially from the cat trackers, which are like real, you know, professionals at their job, they know what they're doing. They're like, your cat might not be ready to go home. Another thing is that, like, when the cats go outside, they immediately go back into feral mode. It doesn't take very long for them to go back, especially if he was a feral. Even a domesticated cat apparently will go outside and just go flip the switch back into fucking, like, natural animal. And I mean, that's the beauty of cats, that they are the closest thing you can get to a real natural animal that will, like, live with you and sleep in your bed. And it's like a real, like, wild animal still. So you're getting, like, it's a love from not something that was manufactured, bred over generations of picking the right stud and the right bitch to make the perfect fucking, you know, animal that always fucking is ready to love you. No, it's like a real honest, you know, you have to work for it a little bit. But apparently they go right back into fucking, you know, catching birds and eating insects, and they can get, they can live outside. So apparently if I see him, I might look at him. They say not to make eye contact because that is considered a threat in any kind of, I mean, animal kingdom, human kingdom. I mean, eye contact for any longer than 3 seconds, 2 seconds among men, 3 seconds is considered a fucking challenge. So it's like, you know, same thing with animals. And so to not make eye contact, that he might act like he doesn't know me. He might not be ready to come home. He might be completely different. So that's another thing. It's like, I could be over here, you know, in a puddle of tears crying over him, and I see his ass, and then fucking when I go get him, he's like, who the fuck are you? Not that he doesn't recognize me, it's just that he's gone back into the animal kingdom, you know, that he's like, oh, cool, yeah, I remember you, yeah, I'm out here now, that kind of vibe. I mean, like, that whole notion, like, does he recognize? Of course they recognize. People are so shocked at animals. Like, we know nothing about animals, let me say that. We pretend like fucking, there is no such thing as goldfish memory. The fucking goldfish know me very well. They know exactly who I am. They know exactly who she is. Like, they're fucking, whatever. It's just a lot of human-made perspective. But yeah, so, I mean, I'm just stuck here. I don't know what the fuck to do, man. It's a weird place to be. It's an emotional yo-yo. I don't have, like, a tactical, like, plan. I kind of do. Do I leap for him and grab him by the scruff? You know, I'm going to sacrifice a fucking arm. I couldn't care less how much it hurts. It's not going to, it doesn't fucking matter. But like, what do you do? You know, you're going to lunge for him. He's going to run away. Then he's going to look at you like a predator. And if you ever come around again, he's going to be a fuck that guy twice. You know, what am I going to lure him in with treats? Like, I have treats in my car and a cat carrier here. But like, fat chance I'm going to be able to get him. I don't even know what to do. This is such a weird place to be. What I was going to do instead of the macro water and the tuna water is I'm actually I'm on like day 3 of wearing this shirt. I have this one t-shirt that I'm just wearing to stink it up as much as I can. Like, I haven't showered yet, and I didn't shower yesterday. Woohoo! Feeling good. feeling like the second week or the third week of the pandemic when everybody was like, fuck this shit, I ain't showering. I'm feeling like I'm from Europe. Hey, man, just wanted to ask you, is everything okay? No, everything, no, we just noticed that you shower every day. Yeah, no, that's, is that normal? Like, do you have fleas or something? Or, like, do you have, like, is there... Oh, no, because here in Europe, you know, you don't have to shower every day because we're not dirty. So, like, we just wanted you showering every day. You have lice or something? Do you want to go, like, we don't have to tell anybody. That kind of shit. Like, no, I haven't showered 2 days, and doesn't feel gross yet, but I'm trying to put my body funk into this shirt. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this shirt and I'm going to mince this motherfucker. I'm going to shred this bitch like fucking shredded cheese. I don't know, man. What the fuck? But I'm going to shred this motherfucking shirt and I'm going to walk around like a fucking flower girl on a fucking wedding aisle. And I'm going to make a little trail from this area and then lead it back to the house, because the whole mackerel ain't stinky like you would think. Tuna stinkier. Tuna water, like, that might work, but, you know, a little rain, a little precipitation, it soaks into the earth, so I guess it'll permeate, but I think if I put my body funk, I think that will be obviously it's going to be a way more unique scent to a cat that knows me. Like, I started putting his food, because I'm thinking, okay, if I put his food in a water bottle and so it turns into, like, mush and then spray that funk, he might pick up that smell and go, oh, that's my food. Because I'm sure that that's another thing, is all the fucking people that are trying to help these cats, feeding them, are actually making it fucking harder for me to get my cat back. So if your cat went stray, and if your cat, like, got out, these people are keeping your cat alive, which is great, but they're also making it... A lot of these stray cats are... what do you call them? Do you call them strays? You call them feral? Feral, when they don't have any home? I see a lot of these feral cats that are fat. I'm like, holy shit, they're fat. There's a lot of townhouses. I mean, I'm in suburban hell here. I'm in straight-up suburbia. I'm in Fairfax, like Fairfax County, Virginia, bro. Look it up. This is fucking suburbia. Like, you want Karens and Christmas lights, bitch? Come here. Ugh. But yeah, it's like there's a lot of people that are really sweet about taking care of cats and making sure cats are fed and reporting, and a lot of, I'm really shocked. I'm really happy to see that there is that much community. If we could spread that kind of, like, unity into the world. And stop fighting on color, gender, creed, background. Like, god damn, man. They split us up every way they can. But people seem to come together for animals, man. And especially these cats. So it's kind of nice to see. My only concern is that they're keeping these cats from coming in, like, going back home. So I took some, instead of the tuna, I took some of his food. Feed him, like, that Hill Science Diet stuff. A lot of people, and it's a little more expensive, so a lot of people might, you know, be feeding Friskies and shit like that, and we've just always fed him that same food, so maybe if he smells that food, he'll, like, whoa, that's different. You know, hopefully I'm not in a fucking Hill Science Diet fucking loving neighborhood. But, like, that he'd find that smell and then track it all the way home. But then I said, you know, let me one-up this bitch. Let me just shred a shirt because it's my unique. There's nobody else that smells like me. I'm sure there's a million stinky, sweaty fools that smell like my hairy ass. But, and if I trail that, if I were to rub, I mean, they tell you that you can rub a dirty shirt, that'll leave a scent. But what's better? Leaving little bits of a dirty shirt. I mean, I'm going to cut it really fine. Yeah, I'm going to litter a little bit. I don't fucking care. You can get mad at me all you want, man. I recycle my ass off. I do all kinds of good shit. You know, if I litter a little bit in the name of something good, then fucking so be it. I'm not gonna, you know, I'll make up for the karmic points elsewhere. But yeah, that's my only plan I have. And yeah, that's my gripe. That's what I'm dealing with today. That's what I'm dealing with for the last 3 weeks. And I don't want to get to a month. And I don't know what happens when you get to a month. And you start counting. I don't want to start counting months, man. I mean, if I start counting months, you know, and I talked to her last night, my roommate, and I was like, hey, what happens like in a few days? What happens in a few weeks? Like how, like when we get to a month, do we start tapping out? Cause we've been going out every night, every single night at like 11:15, we start gearing up with our fucking like mackerel water and our tuna and our kibble and our little treats or whatever we're like, whatever, you know, fucking option we're trying to use, whatever like strategy we're using that night. And we take grab all the fucking, the trail cams that we have set up, and we, you know, with our little, if this trail cam bothers you, please let us know at this number. We're not trying, you know, we're not trying to be creased. We're just trying to find a cat. And then some of the trail cams have like, got like really expensive trail cams at like $1.40 for two. Those didn't work as good as the cheaper ones, the ones that are like on cell networks, so that you can tap into it anytime you want instead of having to go back and retrieve the fucking memory card. It's just been fucking crazy, man. And then, you know, going to bed after you get back, if you can, you know, and then sleeping a few hours to get up at like 6 a.m. and run back out here before the sun comes up, or as the sun's coming up, when people start walking their dogs, so some Karen or some dickhead doesn't go, oh, fucking look at this camera, what's this doing here? I'm going to report this, you know, people not minding their fucking business. I'm not trying to catch kids in the woods, bro, okay? Like, put two and two together, fucknut. It's probably the county, or it's probably somebody trying to catch like a varmint, or someone trying to catch their lost animal, like, you know, but whatever. I mean, that's the society we live in now. I'm moving my car every so often so I don't like trigger some Karen being like, hey, this guy, who's this man in here being dangerous, this predator? But you know, I guess if there's a fucking bearded dude in a black car sitting outside your fucking neighborhood, you're probably gonna fucking worry. So no, that's good, Karens. That's good. Kind of good. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, I'm signing off. Guess I can't ask anybody for advice. Guess all I can do is, this is good practice. Share my pointers. Share what I've already done. Recommend that you get on Nextdoor and you connect with people, and then you get a little animal chip reader, because you can save an animal's life, man, and you can really take a lot of stress away from people. I mean, if somebody were to find my cat and have a cat tracker and be able to get close enough to him and wave that shit and get that number, they could just call us and maybe, you know, who knows, man, who knows. But all right, well, I have been here for almost 2 hours now, and I am now tapped out. I'm gonna take my stinky ass home and take a shower and get to work. All right, friends, I hope you got any value from that. I feel like that was better in the evolution of my podcast. And I will rant again soon. Cheers.